So this was an area that the Athenians particularly thought of as part of their own sphere of influence. But through a combination of negotiations and lightning campaigns, Philip was able to overtake all of northern Greece, the area that lies to the east of Macedon, taking in all the Greek cities up there, extending his territory as far as the Hellespont, the Dardanelles, the channel of water leading from the Aegean up to the Black Sea. That's the early stage of his development. And of course, at this point, he's not come into military conflict with the Greeks of the south yet. But in the late 350s, Philip intervened in a civil war in Thessaly, the large, fertile area of northern Greece, immediately south of Macedon, the southern neighbour, in fact, of the Macedonians. And as a result of his intervention in these affairs, Philip was appointed by the Thessalians as the Targos, or the military commander of the Thessalian League. He, in his typical fashion, then used this as an opportunity to move further south because the Thessalians were one of the peoples who controlled the sanctuary of Apollo at Delphi. And when Delphi was seized by the Phocians of central Greece in the Third Sacred War between 357 and 346 BC, it was Philip, in his guise, not as Macedonian king, but as Thessalian Targos, who then marched south to try to expel them. Now, he may have had legitimacy on his side as the Targos rather than as the Macedonian king, but no one south of Macedon was fooled for a minute about Philip's plans here. They knew that they could not afford to let this man seize Delphi, the symbolic and religious centre of Greece. And so in 350, as he marched south, he was blocked by the Athenians, who took up a position at Thermopylae, that bottleneck where once earlier the Spartans had opposed the Persians. And Philip wisely chose to withdraw rather than to force the issue and to attempt a battle. He said later on that he was like a battering ram. He withdrew once so that he could return the second time all the more powerful. At this time, though, around the 350s and into the early 340s, the Athenians were actually relatively weak because of the revolt of various allies of theirs around the Aegean. And acutely aware of this, they were not keen to try to fight Philip militarily. Although various Athenian speakers would stand in the assembly proposing grandiose expeditions to the north to fight Philip on his own soil and to reclaim the territory of Athens up there, the reality was that the Athenians could not raise a navy large enough or an army large enough to fight Philip on his own territory. And so they wanted to negotiate peace. Now, Philip was not only a fine general, he was a skilled diplomat, and it's during this period, over the space of about 4 years, that Philip managed to tease out the negotiations with the Athenians, to keep ambassadors at his court for months at a time, so that when, in fact, the Athenians signed a peace treaty with Philip in 346, they found that they had been conned or tricked, if you will, into abandoning their allies in central Greece. And Philip, in fact, at the very time that his ambassadors had been getting the signatures of the Athenians for this peace, had himself been getting control of Delphi and moving into southern Greece. The seizure of Delphi let the Greeks know that Philip was serious about moving out of Macedon and into southern Greece, although temporarily he withdrew, consolidating his borders, husbanding his resources, preparing for the final thrust down into the southern parts of Greece. And this came eventually in 338 BC, when his army was ready and when he marched south. The news came to Athens that Philip had turned his army, marching down, not to Delphi this time, but directly on towards Thebes and eventually Athens. And in a vivid description of this, Demosthenes says that when the news reached Athens, there were outcries in the agora and a general panic throughout the city. The reason for this was that everyone knew that once Philip had passed the edges of the Theban territory of Boeotia, there was nothing that could stop him from coming straight to the walls of Athens. And so, late in the day, long after they had been diplomatically outmaneuvered by Philip and tricked by him every time they had had dealings with him, the Athenians, in one final moment of desperate heroism, pulled together an army which they sent north in alliance with the Thebans And there on the plain of Chaeronea, west of Thebes in Boeotia, they fought the Macedonian phalanx and, of course, were decisively defeated.